Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And as we have each day this week, we're going to send you off with another entry in our series, Something to Chew On, some short takes on food. Earlier in the week, we spoke about Mexican corn and no-knead bread. And later this week, we'll talk about onions without tears. But today, it's cheese, and not just any cheese, stinky cheese, cheese that is so stinky that it may cost you potential friends. We are joined now by Jamie Forrest, who writes the blog curdnerds.com. Jamie, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much for having me.
You first came to our attention with your story about traveling on the subway with stinky cheese. What happened?
Well, it's a hazardous situation. You know, basically, no matter how many layers you wrap the stinkiest cheeses in, the smell will exude. And on the subway, you know, quarters can get kind of cramped. And I have been on the subway and gotten dirty looks, gotten people who've moved to the other end of the car. I kind of have a love-hate reaction to it because I kind of hate that, you know, I'm causing a negative reaction in people by carrying this smelly cheese around. I kind of also love the fact that it has nothing to do with my own personal body odor, but in fact the cheese's odor.
Do you love particular cheeses?
I tend to love many cheeses, but I think the stinkiest ones are some of my favorites.
Like?
Well, true Munster cheese, you know, Americans think of Munster cheese as the kind of orange,
it's so mild
thing that you get at the supermarket.
It's almost American cheese, Munster.
What's that?
It's almost like American cheese, Munster.
Exactly.
It's so smooth.
But the real deal comes from the Alsace region of France, and it's also orange, but the odor is like nothing you've ever smelled. So it's kind of a completely different beast than the American supermarket Munster.
It always seems so counterintuitive to eat something that smells so horrible.
It is. And in fact, the interesting thing, too, is that the smell is much worse in a sense than the actual taste. The smell is really pungent. And as I wrote in my article, is actually caused by the same bacteria that we have on our skin, which is why it kind of smells like body odor. But when you actually bite into it, it really doesn't taste like the smell. It has a kind of more earthy, mushroomy, almost, some people say, the taste of Brussels sprouts, which you know, you can taste in the really stinky cheeses. So, you know, as bad as the smell is, the taste is really kind of another experience, which is interesting to me.
I hear the baby in the background, so I guess your love of stinky cheese didn't discourage your wife from marrying you.
That's right.
Did it ever cost you a romantic encounter?
No, thankfully it hasn't. But funnily enough, my wife didn't used to like stinky cheeses, but I brought her over to the dark side since.
You could put that in your personal ad.
Exactly.
Love long walks in the park, trips to Italy, and stinky cheese.
Exactly.
Do you make your own cheese?
I do. I started out with some of the easier cheeses. It's pretty easy to make like a ricotta-style cheese. You basically just heat up milk and add some either lemon juice or vinegar and strain it through a cheesecloth. But I've also made some more challenging ones. I've made some fresh mozzarella, and I made a Swiss-style cheese that I aged in a little dorm fridge in my apartment for 6 months. And surprisingly, it came out tasting pretty well. I made a camembert in the same fridge that after 4 or 5 weeks of aging in there had the right white mold growing on the outside of it. So I've experimented with a lot of that stuff in my small apartment in Brooklyn, which has been fun.
And you use raw milk, I understand, not pasteurized milk, correct?
I do use raw milk. It's probably like 45 minutes.
Whoa.
So.
This is the way to get a whole section of the car to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. The guarantee to getting a seat.
Jamie Forrest, who writes the blog curdnerds.com. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.
And tomorrow in this series, we'll talk about no-tier onions. Coming up on the Leonard Lopate Show, right after the news, your own headline for The Onion, the other kind of onion, that satirical newspaper. They have a hysterical book that we're giving away as a thank you gift in our membership drive at 1-888-376-9692. And Leonard will have listeners who have submitted 80 parody news headlines. How about that? In addition to photojournalist Ken Hyman, who crisscrossed the globe with Margaret Mead. All coming up after the news on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.